I do hope that our very special next guest remembers that song. Ladies and gentlemen, a world-class hockey Hall of Famer who broke records all over the world, including here in Detroit for our beloved Detroit Red Wings, in Russia as well. The Hart Trophy winner, the first European trained player to win the league MVP. 3 Stanley Cups for the Red Wings, all 3 of them heard on WJR at that time, and an integral part of Detroit's iconic all-Russian lineup. What a pleasure and a privilege it is to say hello to Red Wings great hockey Hall of Famer, Sergei Fedorov. Sergei, welcome. Paul W. Smith here. Welcome to Focus.
Hi, Paul. Wow, what an introduction. Thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. Don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything. You've done all your talking on the ice for as long
Appreciate
as we've
that.
Known you and done
Thank
a
you.
Great job. Free press writer, Helene St. James, has said it so well. Even on star-studded teams, Sergei Fedorov stood out with his powerful stride and otherworldly skill, his performance on ice, a vision of wonder. And that's not just a sports writer who does a nice job. It's not just me. It's all the coaches you've ever had and played for, Sergei. What started you out in hockey the way that you were on a track to become the superstar you became? When did it all begin?
Well, I think my family had a sport lifestyle. We always were around stadiums, you know. Eventually, I grew up and my father were playing just men's hockey league. I joined watching play. Then, obviously, we move up north where the weather permit. Cold weather, great ice, but no roof over it. And it was so cold, we don't have to go to school for a day or two. So guess where I went? Hockey rink.
Of course. Of course. You know, it was Scotty Bowman was one of your coaches. He said you could play center or defense. You were used in both by Scotty. You donated your entire salary, 1998, 1999. I didn't remember that until I just read it. You donated it to charity to establish
Correct.
The Sergei Fedorov Foundation.
Yes, sir.
You scored a power play goal in your first game, October 4th, 1990. You became a U.S.
New
citizen
Jersey
proudly.
Devils.
What's that?
New Jersey Devils.
We don't like to think of you being on any other team, but we understand.
And
where did you go after you left us? Because it was controversial, and I wasn't even going to bring it up, but you made me think of it when you just said that. You went somewhere else, but you know what? You came back. People weren't really happy that you had left. But when you come back tonight, I promise you, everyone will be standing and cheering for Sergei Fedorov. I mean, that's just a fact. Because you're that important to Detroit and always will be. I was mentioning you became a U.S. citizen in 2000, inducted in the Hockey Hall of Fame in 2015.
Correct.
You had the size, the speed, the skill, the overall game dominance. You started as a kid. When school was canceled, you just went and played more hockey, and you did so many great things. What are you most proud of, Sergei Fedorov, in your career?
Well, I think, first of all, I got lucky with my parents. They did a great job for me. They steered me in the right directions. Like I said, sport in our family was the best thing. I did not only skate. I also did cross-country skiing, and I also ran in the summer. So I was very active as far as growing up. But eventually, speed on the ice took it over. I love this so much because it was so fast and you just flying down the ice as a kid and continue to do that. But I got really lucky because the region I was living in, we played pickup hockey, that's it. But once our big regional city team invited me to go on a trip to play in a bigger city with an advanced hockey program. That's when coach from the opposition saw me and found out that I'm his age of the little players he was coaching. We play last game and he invited me when I was 12 years old to come and practice and gain all those skills to play bigger stage hockey. So I went back home. I told my parents. They thought for a year. And when I turned 13, they asked me a simple question. Do you want to go? I don't know much about life at that age. I said, yes, of course I want to go. So my father took me to that city, and I become play very, very good hockey program towards elite player, towards elite hockey. And by 17, I was already on Red Army team with a great Viktor Tikhonov, Slava, Igor, and Vlady Konstantinov.
You did such a great job in Detroit. You helped us get three cups. I don't know if you'll remember this, but 1 year, because WJR was broadcasting all of the games, and you were on WJR when you had the best luck and the best teams.
Yeah.
I flew back with the team on the Red Wings plane. And for some reason or other, we landed, I think, at City Airport. Everybody's car was out at Metro Airport. So I saw a cab down the roadway, one cab, and I ran down and got that cab because I had to get to the Fisher Building to be on the radio. We'd been up all night. And then I see another guy running toward us for the cab, and the cab driver says, you want me to leave? And I said, wait a minute. No, no, that's Sergei Fedorov. No, let's wait for him. Let's give him a ride. I don't know if you remember that, but then we shared a cab.
Well, of course I remember that. We had had a nice conversation.
We did have a nice conversation, and you were on the phone with a lot of people wishing you well. You had just won another Stanley Cup, and you were speaking Russian. I swear, forgive me if I'm wrong, but I swear you might have been on the phone at one point speaking Russian with an old friend of yours named Anna Kournikova. Is that possible?
Listen, be honest with you, cannot recall it, but yeah, possible.
All right. So, I mean, I always hoped that's who it was. I wanted you to be happy. I wanted you to be in love. I wanted you to be able to celebrate. So I remember when we got to the Fisher Building, I said to the cab driver, here, let me pay for the cab ride all the way out to the airport for Sergei. And you went, no, 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 Paul. No, 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 Paul. And I'm so glad you said that because, frankly, you did have a lot more money than me, but you were very generous. And let me tell you how important that generosity is. You must be very excited about having 91 up in the rafters tonight, right?
Very exciting. Very excited.
We are excited for you. But when I mentioned you established the Sergei Fedorov Foundation, I want my listeners
Correct.
To know that you do things that no one knows about. And I'm about to embarrass you by thanking you, Sergei Fedorov. My friend Dan Cable contacted me. It was a long conversation of, you wanted to make a donation. You knew that I was involved in a lot of charities and what my suggestion might be. And my suggestion was, because it just made great sense, that if Sergei Fedorov wants to donate some money, going to Detroit PAL, the Police Athletic League, would be a perfect fit. I had no idea how much money. It was a lot. And I just want you to know that Fred Hunter, the CEO of the Detroit PAL, the Police Athletic League, is on the line with an opportunity to thank you, Sergei Fedorov, for the large donation you just gave to Detroit PAL.
Fantastic. Wow.
Fred?
Yes. Yes, Sergei, I want to thank you so much. Detroit PAL serves 10,000 kids every year, and we just reestablished a hockey program for kids in the city. And your donation is going to help us to help kids in the city of Detroit learn to play, learn to skate, and grow hockey in addition to the other 12 sports that we do. And we are so thankful. So on behalf of all of the kids, all of the volunteers, our sincere thanks to you and the foundation for supporting what we do.
Wow. Very welcome. That's great news. Thank you. Great news.
I thought that
happy
you would
to help.
Well, we are so happy that you're helping. And I just wanted people to know that the good guy that you always were, you still are. And that Detroit has a very strong, important position in your heart, just like you have a very strong and important position in all of our hearts, Sergei Fedorov.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
We couldn't thank you enough. I wanted you to talk to Fred Hunter. Thanks to Dan Cable for putting us together in the first place. Congratulations on the incredible career you've had here, that you
Thank
had
you.
In Russia, as a coach, as a manager, as a player. And
All right.
we just want to say that without you, Sergei, this song would never have really mattered. So let's crank it up and
thank
say
you so
congratulations, Sergei Fedorov, Hockey Hall of Fame. Red Wings great. His jersey being retired tonight up in the rafters as we continue. Turn it up!